My name is Jonquil Boyd and I'm retired and I'm out walking today with my husband, and we constantly look after my son's two little dachshunds, Daisy and Millie. Thank you.
That's okay, and that's what you do. That makes you feel good.
It does.
That's an act of self-love, isn't it?
Yeah, because they go out to work and they have really hard lives. We're both retired.
Oh, lovely.
So that's, you know, it is. It's just brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Colin. I'm from Stockton-on-Tees, and I've met two very nice people here at the top of the Ingleby Incline. My bit of self-love today was climbing up the incline, walking up it, but today wasn't a fast day for me. My heart wasn't in it, and I took me a second longer than my personal best. But I'm still working on it, and I love being up here on the moors.
Perfect, thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hey there, my name's Andrew Taylor. I'm doing the Cleveland with my sister, Emma Taylor, and we're doing it with the two dogs, Winston and Bailey, and we lost our mother in January, and it is really, we're doing the Cleveland way for a bit of our own sort of like self-counselling, and rather than just, you know, going and counselling ourselves, we're just going to come up and sort of let it all go away and meet people like yourself.
Great.
It's absolutely great. And
perfect, thank you.
My name's Emma Taylor-Jacks. I'm doing the Cleveland Way with my brother Andrew. We're both doing it because we lost our mum in January, so we're just doing this as a bit of a... We wanted to do the Camino de Santiago, but we've ended up doing the Cleveland Way instead. And it's been really difficult. It's brought us closer together, but walking has definitely been something that we've done together.
I'm Deborah, and I'm walking the coast to coast, and it's going to take me as long as it takes me.
Brilliant. Cool.
Hi, I'm Sally. I'm walking the coast to coast. I love doing it. I love walking on my own. I'm walking the coast to coast on my own. It gives me time to think about things and life and put it all in perspective. And I'm going to go back home a new person.
Wow, that's brilliant. Perfect. Thank you.
I wish.
Okay. Hiya, I'm Pete. I'm doing the coast to coast. Act of love. I'm doing it. Well, I'll tell you why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to raise inspiration for my children. Yeah. So, because I want my kids to come out and experience nature and have a laugh, you know what I mean? So, because we should get out and run and swim and, you know what I mean, and get away from computer screens.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I like those, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Hello. My name is Andrew Hunt. I am 54 years old. I'm married to my wife Judith. I've been for 30 years, and I'm currently on the Coast to Coast Walk, which we are doing for our 30th anniversary. And I did it the first time 1 week before I got married. So what do I do to be good to myself? I think first of all, you have to at some point in your life time to reflect on what is important in life, what's important to you as an individual. And so for me, having stripped it all back, you realise that actually life is not about material things. Material things no longer really hold value to me. I mean, I've got a beautiful house, I've got what some people call a very flashy car, but actually those things hold true value to me. No, they don't. What was true value to me is the people, is my friends, and most of all my family. And I'm very lucky to have the most beautiful wife and children, you know, that I really value day by day. So what I do to look after myself, I suppose, is we all have those times though where things are you know, a little bit more difficult. It might be stress at work, whatever it is, but actually just take time and just focus again on what those things are that are important to you, which invariably are your friends and your family.
Oh wow, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Thomas Harding, and I've gone on the coast to coast, and people have bullied me because I'm bigger than them, but for fun, I just don't think about it. I I just play a bunch of video games and I play football.
That's amazing. Brilliant. Thank you. And Dad as well?
Yeah, I'm Thomas Seed's dad, James. I'm a school teacher and I like to go walking. Helps the mental aspects in life.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Okay.
My name is Sylvia Warren. Been here in Danby Wisk for 1 year. Very pleasant place to live. Everyone's very nice. I like to bake a lot and big batches of scones, and I take them for all the ladies. Like that lady there just brought me some lemon curd that she'd made this morning. This is what we do. Everyone, you know, is just so lovely and helpful. Police wandering by once or twice to see we're all right. yeah, just a normal old granny, look after my Mister. Grandchildren. Very happy.
Perfect, lovely, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're right, my name's Finn. I think my favourite act of self-love is listening to music.
Cool. Hi, I'm Matt. My favourite thing for sort of self-love is just going to the gym, just being active, feeling good.
Nice.
Hey, my name's Jack, and for a bit of self-love, I dance around the house naked when no one's up.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Sam, and for my self-love, I'd walk the dog.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. My name's Ben, and for my self-love, I have a pint at the pub.
Nice.
My name's Callum, and for my self-love, I play football.
Cool.
My name's Kellen, and for my self-love, I probably have a nice cup of tea, a few biscuits, and a nice sit-down in the sun.
Sounds great.
Hi, my name's Josh, and for my self-love, I like to play a bit of golf every now and then.
Brilliant.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We have the link.
Ben, you say it.
So we're doing this walk for the Mind Mental Health Charity, Coast to Coast 2020, and we've raised about £2,700 so far. Our original goal was 400, but many people that we've known in our past have donated. And so if you would donate, then the link might be in the
description
section.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah, thank you if you do donate. It's a very important cause.
Yeah, great, thanks.
Hey, yeah, I'm Kevin Richings from Darlington, County Durham. I've just stopped to talk to this lad here, and I'm out on my bike, and that's what I like to do, get out on my bike and look after myself and talk to strangers.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you go out on a bike ride and learn something new from somebody else.
Yeah.
So I've moved on in life.
Hi, my name is Imogen, and my act of self-love is eating peanut butter out the jar every day.
Brilliant.
Hi, my name is Joseph, and my act of self-love is eating Mars bars as they melt just from the wrapping. Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name is Spencer Blackaller, and I have got almost to the halfway point of the Coast to Coast, a place called Thwaite. And I'm staying in a B&B. I've done the majority of the 90 to 100 miles barefoot, and I've actually beasted myself a little bit too hard and really hurt my feet. So my act of self-love is to stay another night in this B&B and really rest up, let Claire go on and finish the second half, and I'm going to go back and get my van and meet her along the way and support her along the way, and that's my act of self-love for the second half of the Coast to Coast.